right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
Welcome to my podcast, Wild Kingdom Wellness. Ladies and gentlemen, today is, it's a Tuesday Monday for those of you going back to work today after Memorial Day. But today, being technically Tuesday, May the 26th, 2026. Wow, May 26th, 2026. The color of the day today, boys and girls, is maroon. And the moon, she is precisely in the sign of Libra. According to the 2026 Witch's Date book from Llewellyn, there's a little side note here in our almanac, and it states, olive trees represent wisdom and usefulness. So, all right, well, there's our introduction for today, ladies and gentlemen. If you are watching via YouTube or Facebook, please feel free to comment. Subscribe to this channel. We are in a growth mode, boys and girls. We are in a massive growth mode here on YouTube. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world around me. Today, I want to focus a bit on astrology, but I also want to get back to focusing on my own personal journey as a life coach, a massage therapist, a yoga instructor, a health coach, fitness coach, aromatherapist, what else? Tarot card reader, astrologer, the list goes on and on and on. So again, if you are interested in keeping up with my discoveries as a human being, well, make sure you like and subscribe. So let's get started today, okay? Because it is a new season in the astrological calendar, I want to talk today, as I ride my bicycle, for those of you on video, for those of you on audio, if you hear me huffing and puffing, it is because I am doing this live stream via my stationary bike. So again, if you're on audio, Apple, Spotify, all those good places, Liminal, listen to Liminal. That is a new network that everybody needs to be aware of. Please note that I am indeed on my exercise bike doing this video. So personal responsibility, right? So anyway, looks like three of you are watching. Good morning. Say hi if you're in the chat. I may or may not see your comment, but I'll try to pay attention to who's with me this morning on this Wild Kingdom Wellness journey. Okay, so today in astrology, let me back that resistance down real quick. I'm already winded, guys. Today in astrology, what I have for us is, if you are looking via video, I pulled up today's astrological natal chart. So this, if you all can see, I'll screw it up. This is today's astrology. So this is the horoscope for today. 14 of you are all watching. Say hello. All right. So today, here's today's astrology, right? And where I'm at on my iPad is astro-seek.com. So if you ever want to pull your own natal chart, know that you can go to astroseek.com and you can hit birth chart so that you can actually find your own personal natal chart and understand who you are from an astrological perspective, okay? But this, so if you go to the website, astro-seek.com, you can hit in the right-hand corner, you can hit current planets. Okay, so current planets, and that's what I did. So for those of y'all having your birthday now, in Western astrology, you are what's considered a Gemini. Okay, so if you are familiar with Western astrology, then you know Gemini represents in the symbols, it's like the symbol, the Roman numeral two. So you got the two lines, you know, parallel to each other, and then you have the tops and the bottom. So what we talk about Gemini energy, immediately most people say things like, and again, allegedly, I'm just kind of going from memory, you know, angel devil, the twins, right? I have seen, and again, this is just my own personal experience, people who resonate with Gemini energy, they laugh and they're like, yeah, I'm bipolar. So, you know, but it is the epitome, the Gemini sign is the epitome of, you know, parallel, okay, and connection. Because when we talk about Gemini energy, it's considered an air sign, okay? So connection, your phone connection, your internet connection, your connection to other people in the world, right? A lot of times astrologers who are, and I'm going to call it a baseline study of astrology, a lot of astrologers will talk about your sun sign all day long ad nauseum. And you need to understand that that is a valuable piece of your astrological journey if you want to dabble into Western astrology. But I think from a teacher standpoint, it's super important for people to realize, like, there's not just one modality to astrology. There's also, you know, not one way to look at things from a personal / internal psychological perspective, okay? And may I just say, for the record, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I am not a therapist, unless it's a massage therapist, then I am, but I am not a clinical therapist. So when I talk about things from an educational perspective, please note that I'm really speaking from a lot of my experience, you know, because a lot of my clients who get massages are nurses, doctors, and therapists, because they're stressed out, right? Right. So anyway, but astrology is something that I believe people could actually use to benefit their decisions during the day, especially if you take your natal chart, okay? So you look at your birth chart, and then you look at today's birth chart. What's this mean? I'll explain it. Change 0726. Astrology, right? It means a lot. There's a lot to discover when you're talking about astrology. But today, because people's birthdays, you would be called a Gemini, right? There's so much to understanding our psychological behaviors. And this is researched ad nauseum, you all. This is not bullshit, okay? It's researched by psychologists and parapsychologists. You know, go Google it. Like, I will bring the receipts when things progress, you all. But there are so many psychologists and social workers that are currently using astrology to try to help their client understand why their brain might be going 90 miles an hour. So when we talk about Gemini being an air sign, we're talking about communication, thoughts, your self-talk. Does chiropractor adjustments really work, or is it all in the mind? They are helpful. Like, there are pros and cons to everything. Purple turtle, I love that. Love that name, you. Purple dash or underscore turtle. Chiropractic care is beneficial to a lot of people. I'm not a chiropractor. I've used a chiropractor. I will say, after things like chiropractic and acupuncture, I get about 2 solid weeks of relief from chronic joint pain, because I am not a spring chicken, y'all, at all. I am definitely getting older, and being a massage therapist, it is wrecking my body. So this is why we're going to move into podcasting and teaching in the next couple of years. So make sure you subscribe. I'll be here. But listen, back to Gemini. Okay, so body, right? Body work, mind, spirit work. That's my specialty, y'all. That is my absolute jam. But I also read a lot. I read a lot. I've been researching holistic health, mental wellness, spiritual wellness, which is where I lean my practice into astrology, you know, and tarot cards, because at the end of the day, y'all, it's all just symbolism. You know, and I'm also a minister, an independent minister, ordained minister, okay? I have married people. And it's like, if we could just understand just this much, okay? Just this much, you know, of what it means to be psychologically and mentally well, you know, I think most people would find that general Western astrology from a personality standpoint has a place in their world. And once you start looking at the patterns of how the universe spins around our head, right? You know, and how the planets dance in the beauty of sacredness, okay? How they go around us here on Earth and affect us, especially mentally, emotionally, and psychologically, also physically, because there is something called medical astrology. I got some books on it around here somewhere. But we're all connected, which was my point. You know, we're all connected. And so if you realize, oh, please, I got to take a sip of coffee. By the way, Squirrel Tribe, Michelle and Kevin, when you see this video, listen, I support you, okay? So that's another YouTube channel. So if you do not know who ST Talks is, ST Talks, go find her, you know, and just take a listen to what she has to say. So I don't agree with everything they say, but I don't agree with everything anybody says. So anyway, and I don't expect people to agree with everything I say. So side note, so back to communication, right? Gemini is about connection and communication, because it's an air sign. Okay, so I want you to think about signals. I'm going to break this down for you all just today about Gemini, you know, because we have a lot of heavy Gemini placements right now in today's astrology. When the sun's in Gemini, you're like, okay, you know, where's Gemini and located in my chart, right? In my natal chart. Well, I'm a Saturn in Gemini. So what that boils down to, as someone who has their Saturn planet placed in Gemini in my natal chart, when Gemini comes around the sun every year, I really be needing to listen to my brain. Like, what am I really saying to myself in that inner dialogue? What am I talking about when I look at myself in the mirror? Am I talking about, well, you're too fat, you know, you're getting old, you got wrinkles, you know, you got an autoimmune, you know, fibromyalgia, you know, you are in joint pain, your leg hurts, your feet, you got plantar fasciitis. Like, self-talk, you know, might be true sometimes, but y'all, listen, self-talk can also be excessively damaging to you as a person and as a spirit. Can I get an amen at this point, y'all? Can I get an amen? Because how you talk to yourself in your head, in your brain, all those tens of thousands of thoughts that hit you from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, like, there's a lot of noise that is going on in the world around us, right? And one of the things, excuse me, it's water time, y'all. When I start doing these videos on my bike, like, it brings up a lot of gunk, especially because I live in Kentucky, so I am in a very heavily environmentally polluted area of town. That's facts. We'll talk about that later. So, hold, please. Water with electrolytes. I'm a fan, y'all. I'm a fan. But anyway, back to Gemini and communication and how you talk to yourself every day. You know, you have to really understand, I'm not blowing smoke up your butts, you all, but your mind, that noise chatter has everything. Hello, to you're watching, say hello. Everything to do with, you know, how your body processes energy, right? So just know that's what happens when I start exercising. It's coming up, y'all. It happens. But it's like, it's not abnormal. So when you start to sweat, what happens? You start to push toxins through your body, right? And yeah, again, I'm in Kentucky. So allergies we have there, oh, good Lord, y'all. But I have no shame. So you just wash it down with coffee. You know, if you can afford coffee, God, have y'all seen the cost of coffee? Have you seen the cost of everything? I'm not laughing. It's not funny. But anyway, let's see. Shawty looking fine as. Oh, thanks. Ligma balls. 1994. That's hilarious. Your username, dude, or dudette. Because I don't know, right? That's funny. 1994 was a phenomenal year. Dude, phenomenal year. But anyway, that's funny. Shawty looking fine as. Okay. Does that mean shorty looking fine ass? Or I look shoddy? You know, do tell, do clarify. But anyway, it's all in the mind. Yes, it's just all in the mind. But your mind directs your central nervous system. Like, that's psychologically proven. It's medically proven, y'all. Again, not a doctor. Just a body worker and a girl with a camera and a bicycle. A stationary bicycle, you know, but y'all, there's so much to understanding mind, body, spirit connection. And astrology has a major place in our world, whether you're just dabbling in it for the first time, which is why you need to like subscribe, because we talk about this stuff year after year after year. Go back and check out other videos. If you're on Facebook with me, like, you know, you know, but it's a big deal. Okay. And some people are like, well, Western astrology is just BS. But, you know, when you get so far down a rabbit hole with people's mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies as a part of who they are, you're like, there's some wacky, wild, no way to deny commonalities when it comes to people who are air signs or people who are water signs or people who are, you know, fire signs, earth signs. So I love it. I love it. And what's been difficult for me, everyone, is that because of the way my brain works, okay, I am a pattern recognition person. So I see the world. I mean, I can read, obviously, you know, English, you know, I took Spanish for 2 years. I can, you know, yo hablo, you know, donde está el baño, más queso, más cerveza, por favor. I like that kind of stuff, right? So I can ask you, where's the bathroom, and can I have a beer, and loco es cabeza, you're crazy in your head. So those are the words in Espanol, you know, that I learned, right? But trabajo like hard, okay, y'all? I trabajo hard, which is mixing I work hard into my, you know, my sentence. But I'm not a lunatic. I am here to entertain you. Let's see. Gotta ask, so are those earmuffs or headphones? Oh, babe, they're headphones. Like, these things are as old as my son. They're like 20 years old. It's the Bose, though, the Bose Bose, like the original Bose. I was like, the first time I bought these, when I bought them, they were $300, and I was like, so we're talking 2001, whatever. I don't know. But I bought these and I was like, I'm about to pay what for headphones? But I wanted good quality. So I was like, okay, I'll invest the money. Here I am about 20 years later, right? And I'm still using the same Bose headphones. And I love them. Like, I have bought other headphones. Now, does that attribute to my old lady hearing loss? Probably, because when I'm cranking up, you know, some tunes, maybe some Kanye, something like that. I've actually never listened to Kanye, but he's on my list to like listen to, because Candace Owens says he's really cool. But anyway, that's a side note. But yeah, I had these headphones 20 years, you know, so they are aging fine like wine, and I hope that I do the same as I entertain you. Thanks for asking. 1994 balls guy. So, but y'all, I have no shame at this point. I'm not afraid to get on here and again, entertain you, you know, talk to you all like a real human, you know, like the person that I am authentically, you know, and then I can go out in the world and be, you know, if I want to run for city council, I'll run for city council. You know, people either like me or they don't. I'm done giving a shit whether or not people care about what I say or not. But what I do care about is that I, on this channel, on this podcast, am able to communicate with people, even if it's from this black mirror screen. Okay. Have you ever seen the Netflix series Black Mirror? I feel like that's what the hell's going on in the world. It's like, are we being manipulated and brainwashed? You know, can our thoughts be penetrated by, you know, this growth and this inception of AI and artificial intelligence? That's a really, really, really big question that people ignore. It drives me crazy. You know, it's like, am I the only one really paying attention to all this massive, like in the last 4 months, I feel like the word data center has been used in my world more than in my whole life. I'm like, what's happening? And they're building one about 20 miles down the road from me. Nobody wanted it. Nobody asked for it. It's going to suck up the water from the Ohio River. It's just, we know these are environmentally dangerous. And I have a solution, but nobody listens to me. I'm just speaking in the wind like a good Gemini energy, right? Just let people work from home and do your data mining, okay? How many people need jobs, okay? We don't need to build 64 freaking miles of Utah, you know, land data mining, which is being run by Meta, Facebook, right? Instagram. Like, are you serious? What, to put our clouded pictures up in space so that 30 years from now, our grandkids can go, oh, look at mom. She was dressed up like an AI, you know, bozo clown. Like, what the hell are we doing? You know, my solution is give people jobs that want to work from home, because during the pandemic, that some people got spoiled and they're like, I love working from home. I ain't got to deal with people's energy. I'm like, oh, I can kind of see the benefit of that. But it also isolates you. So you got to, you have to have social connection at some point, you know. Even if it's the coroner coming and picking you up when your body is rotting in the floor, people need to know, you know, where you are in some aspect, okay? Everybody needs somebody to be accountable for, so that if you croak over, you know, you got my vote for city council any other day of the week. Look at my balls, 94. Listen, that means a lot. Just subscribe. I'll be around. Listen, I do this all the time, but it's true. And not to mention 1994. That's 84, 94. I live in a very heavily houseless, panhandling, crime-infested part of town. Sadly, it's true. I did turn on the news this morning, my local, which I'd been boycotting for 2 weeks because they got bought out by BlackRock. So my local TV channel station, my faves, my morning team, they got bought out by BlackRock and they're changing their propaganda. And I was like, I'm boycotting them for 2 weeks. I'm so mad because I know what's going to happen is BlackRock, who bought my local channels, they're going to push hate and propaganda, because that's what's happening in the world. They're not creating diversity and unity. They're creating division and mass surveillance is what they're doing. So, you know, so it's like, okay, but if you're in, listen, if you're in a, hell yeah, fuck BlackRock, I know, they just need to be accountable for their actions. I'm not anti-corporate, okay? You want to go capitalize, make money, you know, pay yourself a little padding so you can have a nice steak for dinner. I got no problem with that, right? What I have a problem with are these billion-dollar companies. Now I'm going faster on my bike. Billion-dollar companies taking and never giving back to society, who is their consumer, by the way. Duh. You know, it's like, okay, if you can't make an iPhone affordable and I can't buy a piece of cheese, because I'm standing in the welfare line getting government cheese, which I grew up on, by the way, you know, powdered milk. That shit that was like Velveeta, but it wasn't. It's like rubber ball. I would take that stuff. That's why I'm fat, because I ate so much crap, you know, as a child. But nonetheless, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about society. So we're going to talk about this stuff going forward. And right now, the sun is in Gemini. We also have the planet Uranus and Uranus. That's not a Freudian slip, okay? Some people call it Uranus. Some people call it Uranus. Some people call it Uranus. It doesn't matter. That big planet that's flipped on her side, that spins like this, is also in the sign of Gemini right now. You know what that means? Flat out. Breakdown of communication. So if you can see right now what's happening with the elites, you know, and the fairy tale going on at the White House, right? The communication breakdown is, it's incredible. And I just sit back and I just watch it like a movie. I'm like, okay, who's gonna shoot today? You know, it's like 3 blocks away, 8 people were shot last night. And then a half a block away, there was like 2 killings in my childhood neighborhood. Back to watching the news. It's insane. It's just insane. But anyway, I digress. I'm sweating now, and I am sweating. Sweating like a porky pig, but I'm not going to shut up. You know, at least with the sign of Gemini, I know I'm supposed to be up here communicating with you all via the internet. So help me grow this channel. Y'all help me, because I have so much information, you all. So much information to talk to you all about. And my goal isn't to be a B-I-T-C-H. My goal is to get people to start loving one another again, right? Because that's the Jesus stuff I follow. I don't care what you call him. You can call him Buddha, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahshua. I don't care what you call Jesus. I call him Jesus, you know. But Jesus is really like over it. He's always like, you know. And is he coming back to rescue the Christians? I mean, maybe, but if I'm cremated, then I ain't got no body to fly up in the air when the rapture comes. So, but if I'm cremated, my also nasty, chemically ridden body isn't going into the ground so that your kids are eating my nasty body that decomposed 200 years ago. So, is cremation or burial more important? So, but this is the stuff I think about every day. So make sure you like, subscribe. Thanks for watching, guys. 11 of you are here. 3 likes. Keep me going. I need you. I need you. So have an awesome day. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. Just love yourself. Man, look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm a cool MF-er. Like, just say it. Just say it. Have no shame, but respect people's boundaries. Like, don't slander. You know, don't shoot people. Just don't. So that's not what Jesus wants us to do, okay? Jesus does not want us to. If you want to shoot a watermelon or a can of beer, you know, if you got to have it for food, like if you need your arsenal to go out and hunt and feed your family, like I get it, you know. Sorry to my vegan friends, but I mean, I love me a good steak. I love me a good juicy steak. But do I want unethical slaughter of animals just so I can get fat? No, you know, and then we get into the whole, like, again, the planet, the chemicals, all the shit, all the poisons since 19, you know, what, 30, 40, 50. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comments, you know, and I'm happy to hear your opinions about, like, you know, politics, religion, you know, race, color. Like, I'm a unicorn, by the way. Very much a unicorn. And I do try to love everybody. So it's just no judgment, because I'm a fallible double Scorpio. I'm a fallible Scorpio. I'm fallible. My Lilith is in Scorpio. She's a beast, y'all. She's a beast. So anyway, it's a chatter in your head, right? All right. That's it. I love y'all. Live the dream. We were on here 23.15 minutes. So and I sweated. So I'm at my goal. I'm at my goal. Mwah. We'll see you soon. Okay. Make sure you subscribe. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.